North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has sent a letter expressing thanks to workers involved in the construction of Samjin-yeon. Situated near Mount Paektu, the city is the birthplace of Kim's father, Kim Jong-il. Its renovation was completed in December. Kim Jong-un visited the construction site several times and gave on-the-spot instructions during the past 2 years. The Chinese mainland reported 6 new domestic COVID-19 cases and 5 imported ones on Saturday. The locally transmitted cases included 5 in Heilongjiang and 1 in Guangdong. No new death nor suspected cases were reported. The World Health Organization has pushed back against the theory that recovered COVID-19 patients are protected from a second infection. Many studies show that people who recovered from COVID-19 have antibodies to the virus, but the WHO noted some of these people have very low levels of neutralizing antibodies in their blood. Some countries have suggested that a detection of antibodies could serve as the basis for an immunity passport or risk-free certificate that would enable individuals to travel or return to work, assuming that they are protected against reinfection. But the UN agency warns that the use of such certificates may increase the risks of a continued transmission. Latest figures from Johns Hopkins University show that over 200,000 people have died from COVID-19 among over 2.86 million cases worldwide. The United States suffered the most fatalities at close to 53,000 as its total cases exceeded 924,000. In Europe, Italy, Spain, France, and Britain also reported over 20,000 deaths, but both Italy and France have seen further drops in new deaths. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has called for cooperation among countries to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. In an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Radio National, Albright said China is part of the cooperation. She pointed out that politicization of the pandemic is a disturbing problem. She also expressed her concerns as commenting on how Australia and the U.S. handle the crisis. Politico reports the National Republican Senatorial Committee sent campaigns a memo authored by a top strategist advising GOP candidates to address the coronavirus crisis by aggressively attacking China. The detailed 57-page memo includes guiding candidates how to deflect public anger on racism to the alleged cover-up of the Chinese government and to tie Democratic candidates to the country, accusing them of being soft on China. British media reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson would be back at work in Downing Street on Monday, about 2 weeks after he left hospital in his fight against the novel coronavirus. Johnson spent 3 nights in intensive care during hospitalization and spent a week at the Prime Minister's country house after leaving hospital. He's likely to host Monday's daily Downing Street news conference and possibly take on the new Labour leader at Prime Minister's question on Wednesday. The UK-wide figure has doubled in less than 2 weeks. Over 148,000 people have now tested positive for the virus in the country, a jump of nearly 5,000 in 24 hours. The country has also become the fifth in the world to pass the green milestone of 20,000 deaths. The total number of Taiwan's naval service personnel and cadets who contracted COVID-19 has increased to 31. This comes after one more person tested positive for COVID-19 in an outbreak involving 3 naval vessels. The latest patient, a cadet in his 20s, tested negative in his first test on April the 18th, but positive for certain antibodies in the blood, which led to a second test 6 days later. The 3 naval vessels, with more than 700 people on board, returned to Taiwan on April the 15th after a short stop at Palau. Over 1,800 people have been identified as close contacts. So far, the total number of COVID-19 patients in Taiwan stands at 429, including 6 deaths. India has reported over 770 COVID-19 deaths and 24,500 infections. Health officials say more than 5,000 people have been discharged from hospitals after showing improvement. Meanwhile, the federal government has allowed opening of neighborhood and standalone shops, including those located in residential complexes within municipal areas.